Good luck. I hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. We are going to continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Mori, Arav Hillel, B'meir Yechiel Mechel, Areni Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Yishayahu, and we are in Perek Lamed Ches, and we're going to learn about the prelude to the destruction of Sancheriv today. And then in this Perek, we're going to learn about Chizkiyahu's major illness, his tefillah, and the miraculous recovery that happened on the same day. What was especially miraculous, the Gemara tells us, is that the sundial moved backwards, and we had 22 hours of daylight. And it also had Chizkiyahu's letter of thanks. And we need to, in order to put things together, Rashi pieces the events together. First, Sancheriv left the city of Yerushalayim to put down the rebellion of the Ethiopian king. Then Sancheriv comes back to Yerushalayim with victories over the rebels, and he goes ahead and plans on his conquest of Yerushalayim, and he sends a messenger to Chizkiyahu with a warning to surrender. Chizkiyahu tears his clothing, and he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, like we talked about yesterday. And now we're going to read about how Chizkiyahu became deathly ill, and he davens that he should be saved, and Yishayahu tells him, in God's name, that his tefillah has been accepted, and that he has 15 more years to live. And on the third day after his illness, he'll be cured and he'll go to the Beis HaMikdash. At the same time, Yishayahu tells him Yerushalayim will be also saved from the Assyrian threat. And Taka, on the third day, which was the day of Pesach, he is cured. And that's when there were 22 hours of daylight and he goes to the Beis HaMikdash. And on the night after, he was cured 3 days after the onset of the illness, which was the first night of Pesach. 185,000 of Sancheriv's troops were killed by Amalek, and Sancheriv went to Nineveh, and he's murdered by his sons. And so, sure enough, in those days, Chizkiyahu became deathly ill. Chizkiyahu's illness came at the worst possible time. But according to the Gemara, the reason why he got this weird death sentence was because he decided not to have children. Why did he choose not to have children? He decided not to have children because he saw that his child was going to be Menashe, was going to be a terrible, terrible Russia. And so Yishayahu says, you're sick and you're going to die because you're not supposed to, you weren't Mekayim Pre-Rivia. So the Gemara tells us that Chizkiyahu says to Yishayahu, he says, I learned, even if there's a sharp sword lying on your neck, you shouldn't despair. And so he says, they make a deal that he'll marry the daughter of Yishayahu Anavi, and with Yishayahu assumingly left, Chizkiyahu davens to Hashem, and he gives him the following. He turns his face towards the wall, and he davens to Hashem, and he says, Ana Hashem zecharna es asher es halachti lefanecha b'emes v'leib shalim. He says, listen, Hashem, I try to use my Torah mitzvahs all my life, were true, all my actions were l'shem shamayim. I did everything that was good in your mind. And one of the things that he did not give his father Achaz is a funeral befitting of a king, because Achaz was a Rasha, and he had his body drawn on a regular beard, so that he shouldn't think that he was going to be the same. In fact, the Gemara identifies a bunch of things that Chizkiyahu did correctly, and a bunch of things that the rabbis did not agree with what he did. Right, he hid the Sefer Refuos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Chachamim were okay with that, so that they should think that it's not science that saves us, but rather it's Tefillah that saves us, and we have to go ahead and recognize that. And Chizkiyahu cried, right? And so Hashem tells Yishayahu, go back and tell Chizkiyahu that Hashem says, Hashem, the God of David, said, I heard your tefillah, I saw your tears, I'm adding 15 years to your life, and I'm going to save you from Sancheriv, and you should know that's what's going to happen. And he says, I'm going to, add the degrees, and the way it went down, it's going to go back up. Right? Somehow there's going to be a sundial, and I'm going to add the hours that have been gone. And so Chizkiyahu writes a letter on that point in time, and he says, Ani amarti bindami yamai elcha b'shari sha'ol pakada yeser al shenosaya. I'm going to go to the gates of the pit during my best days. I'm going to miss my good years. I said, I won't see Hashem lower Hashem beretz achayim. I certainly thought I was going to be finished. I thought that my life was being cut short like a weaver from impoverishment, and Hashem was going to put an end to me, and Hashem said that I would live, and he said the grave doesn't thank you, or the death doesn't praise you, and the living person will thank you the way I did. And had I died, I wouldn't have been able to look to you and then thank you for the realization of your promise that Sancheirav wouldn't conquer Yerushalayim. And every single person who has an experience like mine should praise Hashem and should recount the miracles experienced to his children, so they too will also thank God. And so he says that that's the way it should be. People should be praised. It should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yeshayahu said they'll bring a cake of figs and they'll rub it on the affection and it'll become well. And Chizkiyahu says, how will I know that I'll ever be able to go up to Beis Hashem? Can somehow I get some sort of proof? So that is the end of the story over here, that Chizkiyahu was sick, he had his tefillah, Yeshayahu gave a nevuah, and Yeshayahu now orders a medicinal prescription, rub the boil with pressed figs. And Chizkiyahu asks for a proof, and he's told 3 days later he'll go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, all this occurs as Chizkiyahu is 39 years old. He gets 15 more years of life. He dies at 54. And during the last 15 years, he got married to Yishayahu's daughter, and he has a child, Menashe, who goes onto the throne when Chizkiyahu dies, when he was all of 12 years old. This is the story of Perek Lamed Ches, and Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow, we will continue. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.